Alex Salmond looked relaxed as he spoke to reporters from every corner of the world.
Scotland is on the cusp of making history. The eyes of the world are upon Scotland. And what the world is seeing is an articulate, peaceful, energised debate. Scotland will vote yes next Thursday. And they'll vote yes because last-minute cobbled-up promises from the No campaign, which unravel at the slightest scrutiny, will not fool anyone in this country, and neither will the blatant bullying and intimidation of the Westminster government. The No campaign is in terminal decline.
He told the media in Edinburgh, a yes vote is not the end of something, but the start of something.
As a country, we are rediscovering self-confidence. As a nation, we are finding our voice. Our message to the people of Scotland is this. For the first time in Scottish history, on 18 September, we, the people, hold our destiny in our own hands. We are not going to wake up on the 19th having given it away again. We shall wake up instead knowing we did the right thing for this, but above all for future generations.
The First Minister has called for a full investigation into an alleged leak of information about Royal Bank of Scotland's future plans by the Treasury. He claims it told the markets in advance RBS would make an announcement today about moving its head office to London if independence happens. The bank confirmed the news this morning.